Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Anucha Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appeals to the world to find solutions not in war but in teachings of Lord Buddha and pave the way for peace. Senior BJP leader Naib Singh takes oath as Chief Minister of Haryana for second consecutive term. Prime Minister to chair a conclave of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of NDA-ruled states in Chandigarh today. President Draupadi Murmu reaches Malawi in final leg of her week-long visit to three African nations to hold bilateral meetings with countries' top leadership and interact with Indian diaspora. India shooter Anantjeet Singh bags bronze medal in men's skeet event of ISSF World Cup final in Delhi. And in Denmark Open Badminton, PV Sindhu to face China's Han Yue in pre-quarterfinals of women's singles in Odense this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the teachings of Lord Buddha are not only relevant but essential in today's world. Touching upon the growing global instability in the 21st century, the Prime Minister reiterated his message from the United Nations. Mr. Modi said, India has not given the world war but Buddha. He emphasized that the world will find solutions in Lord Buddha and not war. He called upon the world to learn from Buddha, reject war and pave the way for peace. The Prime Minister was speaking during a program to mark the celebrations of International Abhidhamma Divas and recognition of Pali as a classical language in New Delhi today.
मैं आज अभिधम्म पर्व पर पूरे विश्व का आवाहन करता हूं बुद्ध से सीखिए युद्ध को दूर करिए शांति का पथ प्रशस्त करिए क्योंकि बुद्ध कहते हैं नत्थि संति परम सुखम अर्थात शांति से बड़ा कोई सुख नहीं है.
Prime Minister Modi stressed that the cultural pillars like language, literature, art and spirituality shape a nation's identity. He said India has embarked on a transformative journey known as Amritkal, which will culminate in 2047. He said guided by the wisdom of Lord Buddha, the country's development roadmap will bring unprecedented and positive changes. Mr. Modi said the central government has given the status of classical language to the Pali language and it makes the celebration of अधिधम्म दिवस हिस्टोरिक दिस या.
भगवान बुद्ध के अभिधम्म उनकी वाणी उनकी शिक्षाएं जिस पाली भाषा में ये विरासत विश्व को मिली है इसी महीने भारत सरकार ने उसे शास्त्रीय भाषा का दर्जा दिया है. आज ये अवसर और भी खास हो जाता है. पाली भाषा को शास्त्रीय भाषा का ये दर्जा पाली भाषा का ये सम्मान भगवान बुद्ध की महान विरासत का सम्मान है.
The government's recent decision to accord classical language status to Pali has been lauded by several educationists and scholars. Talking to Akashwani News, a scholar Dr. Bhadant Rahul lauded the decision.
लोगों में एक जागृति आएगी और सद्धम्म का पता चलेगा कि समता बंधुभाव प्रेम करुणा मैत्री को कैसे हमें जगाना चाहिए और कैसे अपने जीवन में उतार कर अपना कल्याण करना चाहिए ये बात मूल रूप से पाली में तथागत बुद्ध ने कैसे कैसे ढंग से समझाई है विशेष रूप से युवकों को विद्यार्थियों को बहुत लाभ.
A student of history, Chaya, also lauded the government's decision to accord classical language status to Pali.
पाली लैंग्वेज को क्लासिकल लैंग्वेज का दर्जा देके सरकार ने बहुत अच्छा निर्णय लिया है. इससे हमारे जितने भी हिस्ट्री के फैक्ट्स हैं वो सामने आएंगे, जितने भी तथ्य हैं वो सामने आएंगे और इससे भारत का नाम होगा. और जैसा कि नरेंद्र मोदी जी कहते हैं कि लोगों ने दुनिया में युद्ध दिया है पर हमने बुद्ध दिया है, तो उस चीज़ को भी हम साकार करेंगे और जितनी भी बुद्ध की शिक्षाएँ हैं वो लोग ले पाएंगे.
Senior BJP leader Naib Singh was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Haryana for the second consecutive term today. Governor Bandaru Dattatreya administered the oath of office and secrecy to the BJP leader in Panchkula.
मैं नायब सिंह सैनी ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा। मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूंगा। मैं हरियाणा राज्य के मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में अपने कर्तव्यों का श्रद्धापूर्वक और शुद्ध अंतकरण से निर्वहन करूंगा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several NDA leaders attended the swearing-in ceremony. Apart from Mr. Saini, 13 MLAs were administered oath by Governor Dattatreya. Our correspondent reports that BJP is returning to power in the state for the third term on the auspicious occasion of Valmiki Jayanti today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair a conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah will also attend the meeting. The meeting will follow a structured agenda focusing on national development issues. It will also include discussions on the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said the government is working to reduce the cost of the construction of bridges and metros by 25% with the use of ultra-enforcement concrete, a technology adapted from Malaysia. Mr. Gadkari was speaking after inaugurating the International Methanol Conference in New Delhi, organized by Niti Aayog. The minister said there is a huge potential for exporting biodiesel and alternative fuel. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that broadcasters have a big responsibility to give correct information and quality content to people. Addressing a symposium on emerging trends and technologies in the broadcasting sector, organized at the India Mobile Congress in New Delhi today, Dr. Murugan highlighted the transformative power of broadcasting and the importance of embracing new technologies for a connected future. He mentioned that the Union Cabinet has recently approved setting up of 730 new private radio channels in 234 new cities. The government has set up a pavilion on Digital India Innovation Zone at India Mobile Congress 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had inaugurated the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress at Bharat Mandapam on the 15th of this month. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Director General of Society for Applied Microwave Electronics Engineering and Research, Dr. P. Hanumanth Rao said they are displaying the first-of-a-kind terahertz wireless link developed in collaboration with IIT Madras, IIT Guwahati and IIT Patna for transmitting data over the air.
The first project was handed over by Honorable Prime Minister in the year 2023. It's called Terra Testbed. It is led by Samir and with joint collaboration with IIT Madras, IIT Guwahati and IIT Patna. And today we are in a position to build a complete system of 270 gigahertz and transmitting data over there. It's the first of its kind in the country. Only two or three people in the world have done this kind of a transmission over there.
The Supreme Court today upheld the constitutional validity of Section 6A of the Citizenship Act 1955 related to the grant of Indian citizenship to immigrants in Assam by 4-1 majority. This provision, introduced in 1985 as part of the Assam Accord, sets the framework for granting citizenship to certain migrants in Assam. In Bihar, at least 24 people lost their lives and 15 other fell ill due to consumption of spurious liquor in Sivan and Sarin districts. The deceased were residents of different villages under Bhagwanpur Hat and Masrak police station area. Police teams have been reached the affected areas and they are investigating the matter. A team of Prohibition and Excise Department is also visiting the villages from where the local residents have consumed suspected spurious liquor. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. President Drobdi Murmu reached Malawi today in the final leg of her week-long visit to the three African nations after concluding her visit to Mauritania. This will be the first ever visit by a president of India to Malawi. On arrival, the president was accorded a very warm ceremonial welcome. During her three-day stay in Malawi, the president will hold bilateral meetings with the country's top leadership and meet the Indian diaspora. Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
President is scheduled to attend a business event today. Later in the day, she will participate in the community event and interact with the Indian community. The president will be holding bilateral meetings with the president of Republic of Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera, and delegation level talks tomorrow. During the visit, President is also scheduled to visit places of historical and cultural significance in Malawi, such as the National War Memorial, Mausoleum, Sri Radhakrishna Mandir, and Lake Malawi. The three-day visit of President Drobadi Murmu in Malawi till 19th October is aimed at strengthening and expanding our existing cordial relation with Malawi. Mayusha for Agashwani News from Lilongwe.
Valmiki Jayanti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day marks the birth anniversary of Maharshi Valmiki, the author of Ramayana. Maharshi Valmiki is also revered as the Adikavi, or the first poet of Sanskrit language. The processions called Shobha Yatra is also taken out to mark the occasion. The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister have extended greetings on the occasion of Maharshi Valmiki Jayanti. In Assam, pre-harvest festival Kati Bihu is being observed across the state today. It is one of the three Bihu festivals of the state and is observed for a better harvest and agrarian prosperity, gratitude and community bonding. More from our correspondent.
Assamese people celebrate three Bihu festivals and all are closely connected to agriculture. Kati Bihu is observed on the first day of Kati month in the Assamese calendar. Kati Bihu is also called Kongali because there is not much to eat at this time of year. This Bihu is observed in the evening by lighting earthen lamps called Saki with mustard oil in the paddy fields and at homes. In the paddy fields, there is a special type of earthen lamps which is called Akash. These earthen lamps are placed on the top of a tall bamboo and the cultivators pray for good health of their crops. Scientifically, these lamps help crops to be healthy and free from insects. The light attracts the harmful insects of the paddy fields and the insects fall prey to the burning fire. Aminul Haq Juttar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast that heavy rainfall will continue over Kerala, Karnataka, Mahe and Lakshadweep during next 4 to 5 days. It has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Puducherry, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during the week. The cyclonic depression over Bay of Bengal has weakened into a well-marked low-pressure area and lay over south coastal Andhra Pradesh early this morning. After a two-day break, Chennai and districts of North Tamil Nadu limped back to normalcy today, with schools and colleges reopened. Cyclonic effect is likely to bring heavy rainfall in south interior Karnataka for the next 7 days. On to sports, India shooter Ananjit Singh Naruka bagged the bronze medal in men's skeet event of ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi. Ananjit scored a total of 43 points out of 50 to clinch the third spot on podium. His compatriot Mehraj Ahmed Khan finished at sixth position in the event. This is the third medal for India at the ongoing World Cup. In cricket, New Zealand were 36-4 no loss against India a short while ago. India on the second day of the first test match at the Emma Chinnaswamy in Bengaluru when reports last came in. Earlier, India were bundled out for a paltry 46 runs in their first innings. This is the third lowest test score for India and also their lowest total in a home test. In Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will face China's Han Yue in the pre-quarterfinals of the women's singles in Odense this afternoon. Sindhu advanced to the round of 16 after her Taipei opponent Pai Yu Po retired midway. In football, India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening match of the SAF Women's Championship 2024 at Kathmandu in Nepal this evening. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appeals to the people to find solutions not in war but in teachings of Lord Buddha and pave the way for peace. Senior BJP leader Naib Singh takes oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana for second consecutive term. Prime Minister to chair a conclave of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of NDA-ruled states in Chandigarh today. President Draupadi Murmu reaches Malawi in final leg of her week-long visit to three African nations. India shooter Ananjit Singh bags bronze medal in men's skeet event of ISSF World Cup final in Delhi. And with that, we end the midday news.